And how do you normally refer to a person who's a member of our race?
A white, a Caucasian.
All right. And do you know any insulting words that people of other races might call us by?
No, I don't believe I do.
Yes, sir. All right. Now suppose a man had a fishing rod that it was his favorite fishing rod, and he didn't want anything to happen to it, but his young son just broke it carelessly. Now, you'd say that the man got awfully what about it?
Mad.
And now, if you'd been working all day and you've been working real hard, by nighttime you might say, "I'm really
tired."
Now, if the school nurse sent a little boy home early, it would be because he was what at school?
Naughty.
But if it was the nurse that sent him home?
Sick.
And if a person has a sick feeling down here, what do you say?
His stomach.
So you say he feels sick?
In his stomach.
And do you have a name for a noisy, prankish kind of celebration that you might have right after a wedding that some of the guests might want to tease and embarrass the bride and groom at?
No.
Have you ever heard of something like that?
No.
And what do people call a spook to frighten children with? They might say to a child, "You better behave or what will get you?"
I don't know that.
Yes. Well, if
the Buddha man will get you, I reckon.
Yes, sir, that was it. That's it. Thank you. Now, how do you greet a person on December 25th?
Christmas morning.
Yes, sir. Is that what you say?
Well, I guess so.
All right. And now, if you have a very heavy suitcase that you have to get from one place to another, you might say, "I'm glad I don't have to what this suitcase very far."
No, I don't know.
Well, if I had a big trunk here, and I had to take it way out, that I had carried into town, I might say, "Well, I sure am." And then somebody drove up, and I only had to carry out to the yard. I'd say, "I sure am glad I don't have to."
To told it.
Yes, sir. Did you know any other words there?
No, I carry it.
Yes,
sir. I told it.
And what do you call a creature that has a hard shell on its back and it lives in the water?
Well, there's terrapins and turtles.
And do you know any other names for them?
No, not.
And now, what do you call the part of the intestines of a hog that you can eat?
The chitlins.
And the center of an egg, what's that called?
Yellow.
And this part of man's body?
Chest.
And you might have a small, flat-bottom kind of boat that has oars that you might want to use on a lake. What kind of boat would that be?